It's the first time we've ever had a festival and event strategy, and I suppose in basic terms, it's a strategy to support existing festivals, help them to develop and grow. It's also to support startup festivals. So there's three tiers. The probably more advanced festivals are festivals of scale. So there's six on that list. Then there's going to be a tier two, which is developing festivals, and a tier three. So there's some extra money going into the pot this year, 30,000 for those events of scale in tier one, and there also is going to be 20,000 going into the pot to support the development of the strategy for the first year, and that 20,000 then in year two will go to the developing festivals. So it's really good news. It's good news for anybody running events, and in the majority of them in County Sligo are run by community and voluntary sector, so volunteers. But we know that there is a huge positive benefit in County Sligo in terms of tourism, in terms of spend, in terms of our hotel overnights, in terms of people spending money in retail, in convenience stores, passing through Sligo for events. So the knock-on impact in terms of festival events is huge. It's probably one of the first festival event strategies in terms of Connacht. We have a little bit of catching up to do in terms of events like what we see in Killarney and Tralee, Ennis and Galway, but this is the first step in a very progressive road. We've hired, as we know, in the last 3 years, festival events coordinator here in County Sligo. We've also hired a tourism officer, and we've had an art officer start last week here in Sligo County Council. So we have a very developing economic section, tourism, and that's our strength here in County Sligo, and we have to realise that, and I'm glad to see this has been published today, has been passed by Sligo County Council, so it has been enacted.